What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Don't these dudes hate each other now? Aren't Hall & Oates like dead to each other? When you hear Hall & Oates with us, it means we're going to the city of brotherly love. Talk to our friend, Mr. Dave Zangaro. Davey Z, how are you, buddy? How's the offseason treating you?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Get us up to speed with all things Eagles. I think you guys already had rookie minicamp, right?
Yeah, they had it Friday and Saturday of this week. So, yeah, already back in the building. It's kind of wild after like that long of a playoff run that just be back in the building already. But that's what happens.
Sure. Tell us about the draft class. Who looks good? Kind of any surprises?
Yeah, I mean, well, first, I think it was a bit of a surprise that they drafted Jahad Campbell, a player who, you know, I think was a top 15 consensus pick, but was there at the end of the first round because of some injury concerns. And whenever that's part of the equation, it's always really tough to figure out, well, did they get a steal or is that concern legitimate? They have to trust their medical staff like every team in the league does. But as far as value goes, I mean, that's really good value to get that good of a player that deep in the round. And they were trying to move up during the first round. I think they started with 22, the Chargers. They tried to get up to that spot. And eventually they only moved up one spot to get the 31 to draft him. So we'll see how he does. He's injured right now. He's still coming back from a shoulder surgery. So he did not participate in that rookie camp. But, I mean, he's a really good player. He has played linebacker at Alabama, but he got recruited as an edge player, and they like his versatility. They're probably going to use him off the edge on occasion. But an exciting player. We just don't know exactly when he's going to be 100% and ready to go. But they were willing to take that risk because they think he's that good of a player.
Would you say that Howie has been the hero, the MVP? Because he seems to keep him stocked. I mean, ready up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. And, you know, you look at the way that the Eagles are constructed right now, and it all kind of changes. You guys will go through it down there when it's time to pay the quarterback. The whole structure of the team kind of has to change a little bit, but it goes beyond the quarterback in Philly. They have, you know, they have 10 players making 15 plus mil per season. 8 of them are on offense. So, and you see it, like you see the names on offense, AJ Brown, pretty much everyone on the O-line, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, they're paying all these guys top money. So the only way to supplement that is to find cheap talent on defense. And the only way you do that is if you draft well. And it's been pretty impressive how well they've drafted in recent years. You look at that defense, I mean, most of them are on rookie contracts still. And eventually the pendulum is going to swing a little bit because they're going to have to pay the Jalen Carters and Nolan Smiths. But for right now, they have all these really talented players on rookie deals, and they just keep replenishing them. It's really a homegrown defense, and that's what makes it so special is you have, you know, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, N'Kobe Dean, like all these guys are homegrown. Milton Williams was, and then he leaves as a free agent. So you have all these guys that they've just drafted, and that's been the key to the success. I mean, if they don't draft as well as they have over the last few years, free agency can't save you at that point because you don't have the money to spend. So really impressed by how well they've drafted, and they need to keep it up because, like I said, if you draft well, eventually you have to pay those guys too. So yep. It doesn't get any easier.
Sure. Have they obviously they've lost a lot coaching-wise, just coordinators keep getting head coaching jobs elsewhere. I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of Steichen and you just lost Kellen Moore, obviously. And who's the dude?
Jonathan Gannon in Arizona,
right. Have they lost a lot in the front office? Because clearly Howie does a hell of a job, but I wonder, you know, you don't do it alone.
Yeah, it's slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years for whatever reason, but I mean, they have lost some talent. Andrew Berry in Cleveland was with the Eagles for a little while. Catherine Raich, Brandon Brown and Ian Cunningham were both with the Eagles. So they have lost some talent. It's quieted down over the last couple of years, but eventually they're going to lose more people. And that's something Howie knows because like there's only so far you can progress in the Eagles front office because he's going to be there. So they're prepared for that. They have a couple of assistant GMs right now. Alec Hallaby is probably the one who's going to get hired away next by some team. He's taken some interviews already. I think some teams are kind of hesitant to hire him because he has what has been referred to as like a non-traditional background, not a quote unquote football guy, but neither was Howie. And that's worked out pretty well. So I think Hallaby is the next one to eventually get promoted, or hired away rather. But they've been so good at replenishing and just trying to bring in people, and they will promote them. And it's kind of been a nice launching pad for some careers. So they know that they're going to lose talent in coaching staff and front office. And you just try like heck to make sure you have enough talent in the building to replenish it when that happens.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
when
definitely.
People want your player, I mean, your coaches are your player, they mean that you're doing good.
Well, and seriously, they lose coaches, front office guys, and players, and keep that drum keeps marching, man.
Yeah, and it's not easy. I mean, we saw like in the Andy Reid days, you know, his early staffs were so good. And then, you know, I think really where he started to hit some bumps in the road was when he wasn't able to replenish his staff at the same rate that he had earlier. And I think there was a dip, but we'll see how the new offensive coordinator does. Kevin Petullo, who's been with Sirianni, he's kind of Sirianni's guy. They promoted from within. The last time they did this, it didn't go well. So curious to see how that goes. But when you have Vic Fangio on defense, they're feeling pretty good about that side of the football.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Dave at DZangaroNBCS on Twitter and Instagram. DZangaroNBCS. Check out his Eagle Eye podcast with his partner in crime, Ruben Frank. The most interesting pick, and maybe you disagree with this. Now, granted, this is a fifth-round pick, or maybe a sixth-rounder, and certainly not the Saturday of the draft quarterback that the world became obsessed with. Kyle McCord, kid out of Syracuse, quarterback, who I thought was decent at Syracuse. I mean, he was a major recruit. He was at Ohio State to start his career. What's that pick about?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's about replenishing at an important position. And they did this a few years ago with Tanner McKee, who's now their backup. And they see value in it. They just see value in adding quarterbacks and developing them. They got back Dorian Thompson-Robinson from the Browns in that Kenny Pickett trade, so they have him in the building as well. So they have like a competition now for that third quarterback job. That's all it is. It's about just, you know, if you use a sixth-round pick and that guy becomes your backup quarterback in 2 years, they see that as a wise allocation of resources. And, yeah, it makes sense, especially when, you know, quarterbacks don't stay healthy in the league all the time. You know, it's a rare thing. So if you have you need a backup you trust, and if you can develop that player and not have to pay – I mean, backup quarterbacks get paid so much if you're a veteran. So if you can find that guy on a rookie contract, there's definite value in that. And McCord's the guy who, you know, it's a fun story locally here. He was a local kid from South Jersey. Actually, you're right, he was a big-time recruit. He picked up his first offer when he was in eighth grade. So he's been on the radar –
That's crazy.
For a long time. And yeah, they're bringing him in, and like we saw him throw a few passes at rookie camp, and you know, he looked the part. Nothing to get carried away with there, but I've seen other quarterbacks come in and throw a few passes, and you know right away that okay, that's not going to go well. But yeah, I mean, honestly, with quarterbacks, like I don't know what it is. Maybe it's only the quarterbacks who have been here, but like I can tell pretty quick whether or not there's at least something there, or if there's definitely not something there. And so far, he looks the part. Big, tall, strong pocket passer. Definitely a different style than Jalen Hurts, but so is their backup, Tanner McKee. So I don't think they're really like locked in on one type of style quarterback.
Talking with our friend Davey Z, Dave Zangaro. So at this point, I mean, it's McCord is kind of a lottery ticket. If you get a, you know, you get a new backup, you get a new backup. Clearly, Kenny Pickett wasn't the correct backup. have you, like, we know enough Eagles fans and the sports radio scene up there and your podcast. When you throw out a mailbag and you want people to have questions, like in D.C., it's become very clear what the fan base is concerned about is they don't think there's enough edge rushers or a standout edge rusher. What are Eagles fans, when they call into WIP, like what are they yelling about? Joel Embiid?
Well, I think there's a little apathy about the Sixers right now. I think with the Eagles, it's Philly, so there's always going to be some griping.
Right.
It's a little tougher after you win the Super Bowl, honestly. Like, there's a little bit of a honeymoon period. I think a little bit of the griping this offseason was just that they had to lose players and they weren't able to be big-time players in free agency. And I think that kind of hit fans because you're seeing, okay, Josh Sweat leaves. Milton Williams leaves. You cut ties with Darius Slay. Isaiah Rodgers leaves. Like all these good players, Kenny Gainwell leaves. All these good players leave, and the Eagles aren't able to go out in free agency and be active. But, I mean, they knew that going in. That wasn't a surprise. They basically this offseason knew that it was going to be an offseason of tough decisions, but prioritizing the players they absolutely knew they needed to keep. And their top priority was Zach Bond, who was an all-pro linebacker last year, kind of a departure from – the typical Howie Roseman thought process, but I mean, Bond was so good last year that they prioritized the off-ball linebacker and they made sure that he sticks around for the next 3 years. So I think that was, you know, it's tough when your team doesn't have the cap space and you're sitting there on the first day of free agency and you're seeing, you know, hey, my team's not doing anything and we're losing all these players. Like, what's going on? But, you know, that was kind of expected from within the organization. I think it just took some fans. It's a tough thing to see, especially when you watch these guys. I mean, Josh Sweat has 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl, and then you're watching him leave. That's not easy.
Yeah. It's just like it's one of those things, like you're not going to win the Super Bowl and keep everybody and then go get everybody the same year. It's not happening.
Well,
it just is what it is. And it's like the numbers, we know what free agency is, right? It's overspending. And that's not a bad thing all the time. Sometimes you have to do that to be competitive. But, you know, Milton Williams is a really good player. And he was a good player for the Eagles, played a three tech, won the one-on-one matchups he had, was a really good player. He got $104 million. Like, the Eagles just were not going to do that. So in a way, like some of the prices in free agency probably made it a little easier for them to deal with it because they knew they weren't going to be able to match.
Then you look at if you keep Milton, who are you willing to let go? You know what I mean?
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's not even just about this year. Like, they even traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which is like, all right, well, why would they do this? It's because they knew they weren't going to pay him big money long-term. And remember when I said the Eagles have, like, drafted all these good players on defense and eventually they're going to have to pay them? I mean, right. They're already thinking about that.
That Jalen Carter contract's coming.
Exactly, and he's going to be eligible for it next year, so they're going to want to pay him next year. And I don't even want to think about how much money that man's going to make if he has another big season. I mean, he's going to
he'll be the highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL for at least a period of time.
Oh, absolutely. As long as his season goes the way his first two have gone, no question about it. So it's like those, and Nolan Smith will be eligible too. He's been their best edge rusher. So it's like, it's time to pay some of these other guys. They have Quinion coming down in a couple more years. So they're looking at this from a long-term perspective and really prioritizing, all right, who are our cornerstone players? And who are the good players that we'd like to keep, but we just really can't?
Dave,
do the
thank
fans
you for the
ever give the benefit of the doubt to their GM that seems to be doing it so damn good?
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's so funny to like be in the media in Philly because like even if Howie Roseman makes a decision that you're not sure is the right decision, you also have to be like, well, I mean,
track
he has gotten into three Super Bowls in 8 years, and he's won two of them, so he probably knows a little better than me. It actually makes it tough to be in the media times because, like, we're paid to give opinions, and sometimes my opinion is like, that's not the right move. But then again, he's doing pretty good, so.
There you go.
He certainly is. Davey, thank you for the time, bro. Appreciate it. Roof for caps.
All right, guys, I will. Take care.
All right. That's our boy, Dave Zingaro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.